There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hello and welcome to the Halfback Podcast, ahead of round four of the NRL season. I'm your host, Tim Williams, here to try and find a few winners for you across the Easter weekend of footy action. Here to do it with me, as always, is former Raiders and Dragons halfback Sam Williams. Sam, how are you, mate?
Last week was a bloodbath. That's the hardest week of tipping I've ever had in my whole life. If anyone made money last week, I'd take my hat off to you, because I couldn't have got more wrong if I tried.
Let the people know nice and early, it was a tough week for the Halfback Podcast. There was winners among us, and an unsuspecting victor as well. Hughesy, you are that man, ex-TAB data analyst, head of analytics at KO Sport. That was a cakewalk for you.
Oh, mate. I mean, yeah, I was very happy with the ruling of obstruction in the defensive line for that Manly Harrow game. Thank you very much. I think the boys, obviously, like I said in the last podcast, they wanted it for me. So they worked hard and they got the win, Parramatta.
Yeah, those in the referees box, big listeners of the Halfback Podcast, also big Jimmy Hughes fans, evidently hate me because it absolutely busted my week, that one decision. Anyway, easy to throw stones, tougher to pick winners coming off last week. Yeah.
Well, one thing, Timmy, mate, we're the listeners don't know, but we're late by half an hour. And there's one thing that, you know, all the listeners would agree that you're the most calm, cool, collected, the sharp mind in most of your podcasts, but something ticked you this morning and you've got a bit of a gripe with something. Leaf blowers of all things.
Oh, talk about things that they just get on my nerve. I cannot stand leaf blowers. And like, this is obviously coming as someone who does a lot of podcasting for a living and from home. And I've just been triggered over the years by people with leaf blowers outside my apartment, and they just like every week, 7 a.m. for an hour, there's not a leaf on the path. Look, we all know they're fun to blow and, you know, to have a bit of fun with and move things around, but it is so lazy 99% of the time. When you're trying to do a podcast, there's a leaf blower blowing three leaves into a gutter. It's just like, come on, do something more valuable with your time. It's not all leaf blowers. I'm sure there's some very effective ones out there that do a great job, but the ones outside my building do not do that very well, mate.
Yeah, there is some nice leaf blowers out there that just yet to have met one.
Yeah, I've yet to have met one. So, and as I said, it is good fun. I've used leaf blowers, but time and place. Boys,
I actually, just quickly, have you actually ever used a leaf blower?
Yeah, I have. We've gone at home. So you obviously haven't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I haven't. Yeah. I don't believe you have either.
I've gotten the three leaves off the driveway. Mum asked me to roll the tennis court. I go and blow three leaves off the driveway.
Yeah, there's holes in this story. Anyway, move on.
Boys, let's get into today's show. Of course, we'll be recapping last week's results. That won't take long. We're going to drop our lock value and Hail Mary bets for the weekend. Sam will be going through his head-to-head tips for round four of the NRL season with analysis on each game. We also drop our moral bet of the week with hopes to raise some cash for country footy was off to a very great start. And as we learnt last week, Sam has not a lot of time for country rugby league kids. We'll get to that a little bit later as well, though. Sam, your bets from the week, you've got into it early. You've mentioned it was a tough week. Your lock of the week, mate, Sharks to win, Mulitalo anytime try scorer at $1.86. Got beaten by about 30 by the Tigers.
Yeah, work that one out, honestly. And work out half these scores. I don't even feel bad about some of these things. The first few weeks of this competition, I was very adamant in that nothing had changed my opinion about certain teams and certain styles and the way that the competition was heading. Well, last week absolutely rattled me because it's thrown me in absolute chaos. I'm completely back to the drawing board and away we go again. Yes, that was a long way off.
We've just seen our listenership dive to about 10% of what it used to be after that comment. Said, your Hail Mary bet, you've been riding him for a few weeks. Viliani kick out a score, a try, finally got over the line, the big fella, but there was a Khan Pereira double in that. Unfortunately, the Titans didn't score a point, so it was just not your week. Jimmy, you...
Just quickly, on that, I ummed and ahed about making him just purely my value player of the week, and it would have come out all roses and happy days. But you know what else I said last week on the podcast? This would have really made me hurt. Although I had a little small little wager on it myself, it was kick out a score and four into score. Now, did anyone see the Kieran Foran try that the Titans absolutely blew, where he was in the backfield and he goes to pass the four and then he drops it cold? If that had been my value play, I wouldn't have been back. I honestly would have hung up the podcasting headphones and never come back.
Retired from the workforce off the back of a Kieran Foran try. Jimmy, you delivered us a winner. Your lock of the week, Parramatta to beat Manly at $1.86, put you in the green for the week. Look, I don't often like seeing you win, but in a week where we need a bit of credibility for the show, thank God.
Yeah, I do think Parramatta were the better team in the second half for the majority of that. Obviously, the start was not ideal and it looked like it was going to be a Manly whitewash. But, it was good to get a lock up, get on the board this season, and hopefully we can keep chipping away at our locks. Because obviously, the way that we structure the betting here is like if we're getting our locks up, we kind of get ourselves in the green. So that's kind of my strategy is, just need to really zone in on that lock each week and get it sorted. And thankfully, Parramatta helped me out.
Yeah, helped you out. I had as my value play Manly to win and Tom Trbojevic anytime try at $3.90. Tommy scored early. Manly looked home and hosed. Credit to Parramatta. They really dug in. And you're right, mate. They were the better team in that second half. Heart broke without obstruction call. But that is the game. Speaking of getting our locks of the week up, Kyle Felt, $2.10, anytime try scorer. The Cowboys scored 8 tries and Kyle Felt on the right wing, rugby league goldmine, did not cross the line. It was heartbreaking. But look, we move on. So 0 from 3 for myself, bit of work to do. I am down 8% for the season, still in first place. When you're not quite in the green, that's not a huge achievement, but I will take it. Jimmy Hughes jumps up into second place, -34.9%. Sam drops down to third place in -47%. Boys, we need a few winners this week. We're also going to be getting into more video content this season, starting off this week. Sam's face will not be showing up on your social media channels because he couldn't work out the camera on his laptop. So good stuff there. But
awfully difficult things.
They are difficult things. We'll get there, mate. Great week for the camera to go haywire. Guys, whoever you are betting with, remember to do so responsibly. 18 plus only. What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, call 1-800-858-858. Boys, $100 to play with each week. 70% of our bet goes towards the lock, 20% to the value play, and 10% to the Hail Mary. Sam, we'll start with you, mate. Get us back on track. Your Brian Bevan lock of the week, 70%.
One thing I can do is move on very quickly. So I've moved on already and forgotten about the previous week, which didn't exist. It was an anomaly in the rugby league season. So stay strong, Sam. Tommy Turbo, even money, $2 to score a try against the Dragons. The Dragons' defense has been nothing short of woeful. I don't think that the Dragons are going to be able to hold this attacking side of Manly out long enough. I think Tommy Turbo, $2, try, We're on the front foot.
Yeah, really like that play, mate. I wanted to put it in mine, but I think I've had Tommy a couple of times ready this season. I thought I better change it up for the punters. But Tommy is just growing a leg with every week. Looks phenomenal, and Manly will want to bounce back from that one as well. Hughesy, your Brian Bevan lock of the week, mate, 70%.
Boys, I think I'm going to a team that is severely underperforming versus a team that somehow has been given a bit of meat after a big win last week. I've got Souths -5.5. I can get that with Sportsbet at $1.89 versus the Dogs. I think that's ludicrous that Souths only have a 6-point start against the Bulldogs after just one round of a decent game for the Doggies. Look, Souths played Manly, Brisbane and the Roosters, all like genuine top four contenders. And everyone is just absolutely destroying them right now, saying that they've got no hope. I think Souths can definitely still make a good showing in this season. And I think it'll start this weekend with them beating the Dogs by at least 6.
Yeah, no, fair play, mate. I mean, plenty were tipping the Bunnies for a big season, you know, genuine title contenders. Just a few weeks back, you mentioned the draw's been very tough. Yes, they've been underwhelming, but at the same time, they've still got a lot of quality football talent on that field. And it ties into my Brian Bevan lock of the week. I've gone Latrell Mitchell anytime try score. So there's actually a little bit of value there. He's $2.60 with the TAB. He scored a hat-trick in this same Easter fixture last year. And a similar sort of train of thought to you, Jimmy. I wasn't sort of as confident to sort of throw results into this one, but I do like the Rabbitohs. Latrell Mitchell, he's a big game player, and he also loves firing up when his back's against the wall. You even look back a few weeks ago to the Vegas game, round zero, the season opener, and he was pretty big in that one, Latrell. With all the media scrutiny on the Bunnies this week, they come against the Doggies side who, as you said, yes, they were impressive last week, but it was 1 week. Sam alludes often to on this podcast of teams being able to get up for 1 week of footy. The Bunnies know they have to get up for this. Latrell Mitchell, who's copped a lot of flack this week as well, he's going to come out on an absolute mission. So $2.60 for him with the TAB to score, I really like. Sam, just thrown to you on Latrell, and we've sort of spoken off air a lot over the years about Latrell Mitchell. A lot of chat about him maybe making a move to centre, moving to 5'8", chopping and changing things. Where do you think Latrell's sort of future lies? Do you think he's in his right spot at fullback, or do you think he could be better utilised elsewhere?
Well, the discussion around it is always, where are you best for the team? And at the moment, I still think Latrell is best for the Rabbitohs at fullback. One of the arguments, and Latrell's the sort of player that cops this sort of talk, and I think I spoke about it last year, but they compare him to people like Dylan Edwards. Now, Dylan Edwards is half the size of Latrell Mitchell, and he's a completely different player. He's the small things, those effort-based running meters, all these little things that he does. Latrell Mitchell is a powerhouse that breaks games apart. There's a try that Latrell scored in the first game of the season over in Vegas. Very few fullbacks score that in the game. And some of these players that they talk about, the smaller fullbacks in the game wouldn't have scored it. But they talk about Latrell and they look at him like he's kick chase and things like that. If I've got Latrell Mitchell in my side, I don't want him kick chasing. I want him saving his energy, and I want the other 12 blokes on the field doing that job. So Latrell is such a big name, and he can be divisive at times. So he brings attention with him. But Latrell Mitchell, I think, for the side, is still best served at fullback. Just because they're not weak. I think that the Bunnies have much bigger issues than that. And I think that the Bunnies pack at the moment is getting away with a lot more scrutiny because Latrell Mitchell, Jack Whiten, and Cody Walker are all in that side. So I just think that the Rabbitohs have bigger issues at the moment. You stick with Latrell and get the best out of him. And I think at the moment, fullback's still the best thing for the South Sydney Rabbitohs.
We will be watching that, Sam, from a certain bowling club on the coast. And I am so excited. I love that Easter Bunnies Doggies fixture every year. And this one, despite two sides not going that well, it even adds more to it. Both teams fired up. Can't wait for it. Sam, your value play of the week.
Righto, boys, you're going to love this one. Latrell Mitchell and Jack Whiten to score at any time. Now, the exact same reasons we've just mentioned. Latrell, I think he's going to turn one on. I think that the Bunnies have bigger issues around their middles than some of their edges. Jacko, his combination with Cody Walker will be better once again. I think Latrell's going to have a big one. I need to see the Dogs back it up before I go anywhere near them. Hughesy, I can't go tapping into that after one victory. So I'm thinking that the Bunnies turn this around. And if they do and they get some good dry weather and they get themselves humming, you get $7.25 for Jacko and Latrell to score at any time.
You beauty. There's going to be some very happy bowling club patrons if Big Trelly Mick can get over the line. Love that.
I'll be a happy patron anyway.
Yeah, it's going to be a bad day, whichever way you look at it.
Such thing as a bad day, the bowler.
Hughesy, what's your value play of the week, mate? 20% of your bet.
Well, it's good to see that the boys are starting to agree a bit. There's been a bit of tension in the podcast over the last few weeks when Sam and I are coming up against each other. But I'm glad to see us, aligning a little bit here. But on another note, my val bet is I'm going for the Knights to win 1-12 versus the Warriors. I think that game, I've got it essentially pick, so even money. So I think the 1-12. Is a good play. The actual market has the Warriors -7.5. So I'm making that play at $4.10 with points bet, which is good to get.
So the market has the line at -7.5 and you've essentially got it square with your modelling.
Yeah, I've got that square. So I think both teams were good at the back end of last year. I don't think the Warriors should be that massive of a favourite, obviously. Against Newcastle. So, yeah, I'm going to take a tight game with the Knights winning.
Very nice, mate. Huge discrepancy there in the modelling and the lines. I have gone also to that game, actually, in a different sort of light, but I've gone Roger Tuivasa-Sheck and Inari Tuala, anytime try scorers, at $7.02 with Ladbrokes. Basically, you can get, with Laddies, RTS, $2.80 anytime try scorer himself. But I just think they've been priced in pretty much as a left centre, and I think he scored maybe one try so far this season on the weekend against the Raiders. But moving back to fullback, he's looked absolutely lethal. Spent a bit of time at fullback on the weekend when Tane Torpicki went off due to a head knock. He is going to rack up a potentially a record-breaking amount of runs, RTS, if there's plenty of ball in play. So, look, I love him. I think he's a terrific bet. Into Inari Tuala, who left wing at the Knights. So Greggy Marju was fantastic last season. He's a great finisher, but he was in some of the hottest real estate in the NRL on that Knights left wing. Tuala scored there last week off a bit of Kalen Ponga magic from dummy half, so I think there's no reason why he can't go over again. I think $7.02 for RTS and Tuala to score. Samuel, Steve, Jacko, Jackson, Hail Mary of the week, 10%.
Yeah, this is a Jacko Jackson Hail Mary. It's worth a bit. It'd get well and truly get me back in the positives. But Wade Egan, anytime try scorer, and Dylan Walker, anytime try scorer at $30. I think that the Warriors are such a good football side when Wade Egan's there. He doesn't mind having his little crack from dummy half. He supports up the middle. He's coming back. He's had a bit of a spell. He's coming back from his injury. And I think Dylan Walker's the best utility in the game. The way he covers so many different positions. I think that the way that he sinks into the line when playing through the middle, he plays short, he plays long, he runs. You know, it's a Hail Mary for a reason. But I think both of those, I think they're going to try and go straight through the Knights. Warriors at home, they'll be up for it. Wade Egan, Dylan Walker, $30.
I was going to say, Sam, you're obviously looking at that and going, you think that the Warriors pack, which is pretty dominant, is going to win this battle against the Knights pack, which on their day are great, but can be very hit or miss. Is that sort of how you're looking at it?
Yeah, I think so. And I think that the Warriors, when they're playing their best, they're going straight through the middle. And I think the tempo, the way their middles play, it's like their halfbacks. Look, Walker's the best at it. He goes quick and then he pulls up close to the line. He's got great vision and I believe that they're going to go straight through the middle. And Wade Egan also does like to hit his lead runners. You see it quite a bit. Obviously Adam Fanua-Blake scoring tries for fun at the moment, but he might be the decoy this week and give someone else an opportunity as well.
Yeah.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Made it. Hughesy, your Steve Jacko Jackson Hail Mary of the week, 10%.
Lads, it's not too often that I tend to have a line bet in every match of the round, but there's one I don't, so I'm kind of sticking to my traditional line betting this week, which I think is good. Get me back to my roots, and instead of me speculating on try scorers, because we all know how that goes. So I've actually got, and this will shock a few, I've got the Brisbane plus 1.5 against the Cowboys. I don't think I've backed Brisbane 2 years.
The only time you haven't gone against them was last week, because they were the Thursday night game and they got a cricket score put on them.
I know. I can kind of half claim that a little bit. I did say I didn't like them, but I didn't bet on them, so it's no gravy. So, but this week I'm going for them plus 1.5. The Cowboys, you know, look, they're on top of the ladder, but they've played the Dolphins. They had a golden point win against the Knights, and they've played the Dragons. So it's almost the opposite of Souths, in my opinion. Is like there's just overhype around the Cowboys, and Brisbane being outsiders just because Reece Walsh is out is, I think, unfair. So I've got them there plus. I've got the Dolphins minus 2.5 against the Titans. I've got the Knights 7.5, which I'm just kind of using from piggybacking from my Val bet to just get me a bit of juice.
Yep.
I've also got the Raiders 4.5 versus Sharks. In that game, I've got that game pick as well, so even money. So I do like the Raiders plus there. And then the Parramatta against the Tigers, another one where I think Parramatta are a much better team. Tigers come off a solid win last week. Obviously, there's Moses out, but he's not that big. I think I've got him about a 4-point impact to the line, and I've got the Parramatta minus 12. So on a day with Moses in the team, I would have Parramatta minus 16 against the Tigers. The market's now minus 6.5. I'm taking that Parramatta minus for sure. Even if he's not there, and that gets me $25.
Mate, so you got about a 34 leg multi there for $25.
Yeah, well, so it's all five lines, mate.
Five lines. No, good to hear. Especially the Broncos one. They're due to turn things around for you, so we'll see how that one plays out. Tristan Saylor coming in at fullback, obviously an enormous loss, Reece Walsh, but really excited to see Saylor. Very good footballer. Boys, my Hail Mary of the week. I have gone somewhat a similar line of thinking. The Raiders win. I've gone the Raiders to win outright into a Matt Timoko try, Will Kennedy try also at $20.43. I couldn't believe the line on this one, Hughes, you know, and I'm glad you brought it up because the Sharks are missing a ton of middles. It's still a good side, but it's forced them to move Sifa Talakai from centre to the back row. They've got KL Iro, the rookie, coming in at centre. Matty Timoko is going to be running at Iro on that one. Could have a field day. Will Kennedy hasn't scored this season, but great try score. He had 14 tries in 18 games last season. That was disregarding 1 6-minute game late in the season when he got sent off for a bad one there. But a really good footballer, Will Kennedy. I think he can get on the board this weekend. The Raiders pack's exceptional, so I've gone. Yeah, Raiders win Timoko Kennedy at $20.43. Our moral of the week, wanting to hit $1,000 with this, wanting to donate money to a bush footy club if we can get there. We're close. At least we were close until last week. Sam, you were on deck for us. We were up to about $300-$400, whatever it might have been. You had Daniel Tupou or Alex Johnson to score in that Roosters Bunnies game at $1.40. Look, let's just say the kids in country footy won't be getting new pads this weekend.
Yeah, well, the kids can take it up with those two players. I wasn't the one who didn't score. It was a smart bet. They just didn't live up to the bargain. That's all I can say about that. Yeah, I wouldn't change that bet for the world. It was a brilliant bet, some might say, big overs. But, yeah, the players just didn't live up to the expectation. And the kids are just going to have to take it up with them.
The Roosters chose to exclusively play down the right instead of down the left for you, mate. It was completely off.
Yeah, I'll have to have a yarn to Trent Robinson. He's also a man who has to have a bit of ownership in this sort of stuff, because how am I meant to work out what's going through Trent Robinson's brain there 4 days out? So you can take it up. The two players and Trent Robinson.
8 tries for the Roosters and Daniel Tupou didn't jag one. Look, you don't want to make excuses, but we had some unlucky ones this week. Anyway, we're back to $0. And with that, obviously with the moral, it's a sure thing each week, but look, when there's no money in the kitty, we can throw a bit more at it and go something a little bit higher. So to kick things off, I've gone with our boy, an absolute staple of this podcast, Kaan Perera, $2 anytime try scorer with the TAB. He's as low as about $1.70 elsewhere. I think they'll have that. I'm certainly not tipping them as such to win the Titans, but that backs against the wall mentality, belted last week, terrible start to the season. David Fifita named on the extended bench. If he comes in on that edge, I think we'll see Kaan Perera's odds drop quite a bit. So you can get him at $2 at the moment. We'll be getting on that for our moral of the week bet and hopefully kick things off for a country footy club donation later in the season. Sam, let's get to your tips for NRL Round 4. And we start with tonight's game, the Roosters and the Panthers. Roosters are $1.60 favourites in this one. Panthers at $2.35. Never thought I'd say that. Obviously, Penrith with Cleary out, among a few others, Sorensen, Fisher-Harris. Who do you like here?
Yeah, look, a tough one. But before we get to that one, did you know that Steve Jacko Jackson ran for the mayor of Mackay during last weekend?
I did not. How'd he go?
He got done by 2%.
Oh.
What? He was absolutely robbed. I thought the big fella was going to do the back-to-back Hail Marys and he was going to do it again, much like 1989. But, yeah, Jacko got done in an absolute cliffhanger. So, unlucky Jacko.
No,
I would have voted for you, mate.
No one nails 2 Hail Marys of that magnitude in one lifetime.
Yeah, that's right. They are hard to come by. Maybe he's used his luck, but he would have been a brilliant mayor, Jacko. But anyway, there's always next time. You've got plenty of years left to get in there, Jacko. I think it'll be a moral. It'll be my moral. Next time they go to the polls in Mackay. I might move to Mackay just to jump in the polls, actually. Yeah, I'll move my electorate.
Mate, if your last week moral's anything to go by, he's not going to win, so it doesn't matter if you move. Right?
Yeah, but I also only ever get one moral wrong, and it's gone. So you'll be good now, Jacko. Righto, where were we? Chooks Penrith. What a good game. Panthers missing plenty. I know that Chooks are on fire. I actually think that the Chooks are going to win it. I think they've got enough there and they're playing with confidence. They've still got a point to prove from last year. And I think that it's just that maybe that little bit too far for the Panthers. It's a big ask for a team with fantastic systems, but I don't know if they can knock the Chooks off.
What have you got for us, Uzi?
Yeah, I do agree in terms of opinion there with the Roosters one, but I've been having a look at that market a fair bit and there's a bit of money obviously coming for Penrith Plus. So it was originally 5.5 and now some bookies have it at 3.5. So I think some of the smart punters out there are actually still flying in for Penrith, which is a very interesting thing to note.
I do think, you know, we've written off Penrith in the past. And I don't think it's ever been successful for punters. I don't think we have on this podcast, to be fair. The over under 39.5, two very good defensive outfits. Penrith missing Cleary, spearheading the attack. I think the under 39.5 at $1.91 is a good play there, Sam. Easter Friday, Bunnies versus Doggies. Bunnies, $1.53 favourites. Doggies, $2.51. Liking the Bunnies by the sounds of it?
Well, I do. I just, look, fair play to the Dogs last week. They've, a fantastic performance. But I can't still go with them after one performance. I'm going to stick with the Bunnies and still think that they can potentially turn it around. But their middle's got to aim up.
Broncos and Cowboys. Queensland Derby. Broncos missing a few faces there. Payne Haas, Reece Walsh most notably. The North Queensland Cowboys 3-3 to start the season, leading the competition. Husey likes the Broncos here. Who do you like, Sam?
Brisbane will be absolutely rocking. What a great game. Two teams, we're playing fantastic brands of football. I'm going to go with the Broncos being a little bit of the outsiders. I'm going to take the price at the $2.05 roughly.
Very good. Dragons and Seagulls. This one at Wynn Stadium in Wollongong. $3.30 the Dragons, Manly $1.34. Sounds like you're on the Seagulls bandwagon, like probably most will be. The line is 8.5. Who do you like with the line?
Manly. 8.5, take the line, get the value. I think that they're going to be far too good.
Yeah, rate it. Titans versus Dolphins. Titans $2.28 outside. It's a tough start to the season. The Dolphins fresh off the bye at $1.63. Who do you like here?
Nostradamus himself wouldn't be able to work this one out, honestly. I had no idea. I stayed well away from this one. Titans, what do you make of them? The Dolphins, up and down. I don't know. What do you want to tip?
Oh, it is. It's an absolute lottery, isn't it? And then you add in 4-1 game back from injury. Fifita may or may not come into this team, which changes them completely. Tino Fasulmalawi gone for the season. That puts any chance of the Titans making the 8 out of the equation, I think. Jaden Campbell first game back from injury. So there's some good ins, but there's a big out as well. As you said, Sam, bloody tough one to pick.
Titans turned around. There you go. Titans at $2.30.
He's got off the fence. The splinters are out. He's gone the Titans at value. Warriors and Knights over in New Zealand. Sam, Warriors $1.42, Knights $2.89.
Yeah, I like the Warriors at home. Roger playing fullback. He'll be full of enthusiasm. He's had a couple of games. He gets some Ks under those legs as well. We know what he can do as a fullback. It's remarkable to think you've got someone like that as your third string fullback. It's nearly uncomprehendable. So I think that the Warriors will be too good. Rogers' late footwork through the middle might prove very elusive for the Newcastle Knights.
This one will throw a spanner in the works, the 7.5 line.
Oh, I'm going to go the Warriors. I'm going to go the Warriors.
Sharks and Raiders at Shark Park. Cusey and I both keen on the Raiders here. Even... look, I'm willing to tip them head-to-head. Sam, Sharkies are $1.60, pretty hot favourites. Raiders $2.35. Who have you got?
Well, someone out there who... oh, Hughesy, you know more about numbers than I do. I think the Raiders have won something like 9 of their last 10. I know they lost the last encounter against the Sharks, but it's a remarkable record. Mm. They know how to beat the Sharks. They've got the formula. Stick loves playing against his old club. Raiders are always up for this one. I think they enjoy playing against them. I know that Shark Park can be humming and it is a tough place to play at times, but I think the Raiders at the value there.
Yeah. For the head-to-head tipsters in the office, Sam, would you still be going the Raiders?
Yeah, why not?
Easter Monday, Parramatta Eels versus West Tigers. Parra $1.49 favourites, Tigers $2.64, line is 6.5. Who do you like here?
Oh, look, there's no doubt I think Mitchell Moses, I've always said how important he is to that team. I think it's a massive out, but I still can't, same as the Dogs, I can't go tipping the Tigers until I see some consistency out of them. So I'm going to stick with the Eels at the $1.49.
Very good, mate. Boys, we'll wrap that up for round 4 of the Halfback podcast. Hughesy, thank you, mate. Good luck this week.
Thanks, boys. I think we need to put a petition together for removing leaf blowers.
Yeah, we'll sort them out. We'll still got some PTSD from those bad boys. Sam, see you tomorrow, mate.
Leaf blowers out. See you tomorrow.
Cheers, guys. Have a great Easter. Thanks for tuning in and good luck on the punt this weekend.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.